All right, let's welcome Donovan Lewis to the show. Our old friend Donovan from the Invasion, 9-1 every single day. Donnie, last we saw you were locked in the closet at the compound. It's good talking to you.
I'm glad to be out. Been trying to get out for years, Corby.
I know. Well, this was your chance to show the world who you really are.
Thank you.
And thank you. So we had a homework assignment because you and I talked about this at the compound the other day when we're all hanging out partying together about doing a segment on Michael, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I commissioned Davey, as Davey said, what can I do to help the show? And I said, Dave, I need you to spend $9.75 on a matinee and go see Michael.
And I did. Just yesterday, I went to a theater in the uptown area work to a 10:15 show where I was the only person there.
Really?
Yes.
I've done
that
a couple of times. Yes.
Have
you
done,
you've done that,
Donovan?
It was
like my own private theater.
I love that. Did you fish it out?
No. Like when he's at the children's hospital and the cancer ward?
No, not like during the previews or something like that. No, never during the movie, Dave. You know better than that. Okay,
yeah,
so
you want all attention toward the movie during it. It's always during the previews, Davey.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I will say this again. I thought the movie itself, the two guys that played Michael, there's a little kid that is probably 8, 10, 11 years old that plays little Michael, who was amazing.
Is he also a nephew of Michael?
No relation whatsoever.
Okay, just Jafaris.
Yes, and then his nephew, Jermaine Jackson's actual son, Jafar, played Michael.
They were both so good.
And he was amazing.
Yeah, he nailed the voice. His singing was incredible.
Like, was any of that cooked up on AI, or was that all him?
I mean,
or the little kid, too?
He was actually singing. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, what about the little kid? You think they found the guy that could sing?
There were
a
cappella moments, like when he's in the studio singing.
How do you know, though, Donnie?
I don't think that they had the voice. Of course, he was dancing, but I don't think he was singing. But the one thing that my wife pointed out when we watched it, it's probably for more Jackson 5 fans, that he looked so much like Jafar did when he had the little afro that it was tough for me to say, oh, he's playing Michael, because he looked just like Jermaine. And I was like, okay. And then once he got the curl in the later years, he started to, me, kind of morph into Michael Jackson. But boy, those first like 10 or 15 minutes, my wife just leaned over and said, that's too much like Jermaine. I totally agreed with her.
Okay, it looks like Michael's original master tracks were used for audio, like in the studio.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I mean, if you want to be as close to real as possible, you can't have somebody faking it.
And the way they
play it off, it's seamless.
Yeah. So the kid who played younger Michael, Giuliano Valdi, and the thing that, you know, beyond the fact that they didn't include any of the controversial stuff, the thing that took me, not by surprise, because we know the story, but I think they really tried hard to show you that this was quite possibly one of the most stunted adults ever because of what his dad put him through as a kid.
Yeah, his
definitely
best friends were animals.
There's no doubt.
Like, it is, to me, it is a modern tragedy. Because here's this guy with more talent than anybody, maybe in the history of music, for real. Like, he could do anything and everything. Nobody sounded like him. Nobody moved like him. And yet, he was trapped in this world of no friends whatsoever, a hard-charging, hard-driving dad who controlled every step that he took and every word that he said, and that his only escape were, like, you know, books, children's books, and animals.
Yeah, his Peter Pan book
covers,
and his rat and his llama.
And all that.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Donnie, I was talking about this with my wife, and don't you think that anybody in the world that was raised that way is going to grow up a freaking weirdo?
Now add to the fact that you are probably one of the most talented human beings ever and going to have to live that life of, man, I got way too much. Every time I go out, I'm being recognized. And that part of being a superstar, then, yeah, man, he was stunted from the very beginning. That's exactly the story that they wanted to tell.
I mean,
really interested in the outside of the aspect of the part two coming, if they get into all the other stuff. But just to paint the picture of how he became who he became as the weirdest person in the world but the most talented guy out there, that I thought they did a really good job of painting that picture.
Yeah, he talked about it with his mom at some point, that I can't have friends my own age because all they do is stare at me. His fame had become more than him as a person, and so no one saw him as a person.
Yeah.
I do think that even though they did show a quirky side of him, I don't think they even scratched the surface on what a weird dude he is.
Oh, no.
Or was.
No.
But I don't think you get that until after, like, Thriller and after Bad and all that, to where he became just absolutely just the money, the everything.
Right. Now, if you believe...
The older he got, the way weirder he became.
If you believe the family that the original screenplay and the original cut of the movie had stuff about the allegations against him, and then they had to recut it, and then they made the conflict be breaking up with his dad as his manager and the burn that happened at the Pepsi video shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, it did work. It did work. I mean, Coleman Domingo was really good Joe Jackson.
That guy is such a great actor.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look like himself at all with the prosthetics and the wig and stuff.
Yeah.
He does look like Joe Jackson.
The hairstyle path that we took for everyone. Did you appreciate that, Donnie? Did it look legit?
Oh, no doubt. It did. And he really did a good job. And even Nia Long as Catherine. Like, I love Nia Long, like, to the close of being obsessed with her. And to even think about that she could play Catherine Jackson. I never looked at Catherine Jackson and went, man, she's kind of hot like Nia Long. But they made her look... They tried to make her a little homely, but I could look past that because she's my future baby mama.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I was thrown off a little bit at the beginning because the opening credits, it's set to You Want to Be Starting Something, right?
Yeah.
And it was incredibly sped up. And I didn't notice if they messed with the tempo on other songs throughout the movie, but I thought maybe that was just to try and get the energy up or just because modern audiences just need things to be remixed and fast.
Okay, do a little something, an exercise if you want to. Every time, and it feels this way, when they performed a concert, all of their songs were sped up. They always did their songs about a beat and a half faster than the original.
You talk about the Jackson 5
in real life.
And Michael.
Michael. Okay,
Every time they performed live, it felt like that they just wanted that thing faster. I don't know if that was just a Michael Jackson thing or what, but it always appeared to be a little bit faster, especially the older he got.
Hey, who wrote the Jackson 5 songs?
They did some covers. I don't know who. I know they were at Motown for a while, and maybe you can credit them for writing a few of those, but I don't think it was anyone in their family, and I don't think Michael started writing until he was doing solo stuff.
You know, Wolanski was at that show that they played.
The Victory Tour at Reunion?
No. At the Statler Hotel, the Jackson 5, like when they were little kids.
Oh, wow.
Or when Michael was a little boy. Robert was there.
Terrible. That's crazy.
How badass is that? Like, that is legendary type stuff.
I thought the Berry Gordy character was great. I thought the Quincy Jones character was great. Like, he did have, like, these mentor figures in his life, but then they couldn't get close to him because Joe Jackson was always bodying him out.
I know. And the fact that you're the biggest celebrity in the world, and your dad has such control over you that he makes you get back together with your brothers
to tour with your best-selling album of all time.
It was absolutely... It was horrific knowing that all he wanted to do was take these songs on tour by himself, and his dad was like, no, sorry. The yeah, biggest
it's
album.
About, that it's he, about the brand, that, the Jacksons, the Jackson
yeah,
family.
Yeah, that he never did a tour for the biggest selling album out there. Never.
God, dude.
And while he made that album, Thriller is out. It's the best selling album of all time. And that dude was living at home with his family. He had
yes.
a bedroom. Not a house to himself, but a bedroom, dude.
Right. With all his stuffed animals. I mean, it's.
And real animals.
And real animals, yeah. It is. There couldn't. Can't be a weirder scene for anybody growing up like that. And then you add to the fact that he's the biggest celebrity on the planet, too. Which he was.
Yeah.
He definitely was from, you know, 1981 or 80, whenever, what was Thriller, 83?
I think so, 82, 83?
Yeah, so like 83 to 92, he literally is the biggest celebrity in the world, and he's living with mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
And he's got his driver to just take him everywhere to shake off the rust and
yeah,
get all mad.
To go to toy stores and children's hospitals.
You're right.
Yeah, all I can think of, and that he was a great... He was a great character, the driver slash bodyguard, but all I could think of when I saw him on screen is he's complicit.
I didn't know anything about him either. I would love to know or do some research about him, and I'm pretty sure he signed all kinds of NDAs where he can't disclose a lot of stuff. But,
yeah.
Man, if that dude was, were to write a book, I would love to read that.
Well, I think this was a lot like the Queen movie in that it's about the music.
A lot of montages.
A ton of montages. I mean, a ton. And just like Queen, there was a lot of things about Freddie Mercury that they conveniently kicked to the curb.
Right.
And, you know, the band itself. How about Mike Myers?
Yeah, I was going to say, I enjoyed his
Bing
cameo.
And Bob.
Yeah, I enjoyed his cameo as the Epic record executive.
And he was the record executive in the Queen movie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Did you guys
know
that from the very beginning?
Oh, yeah.
And
I didn't.
Oh, really? You didn't recognize him?
No, I didn't until the end when I saw the credits, because I didn't know if they were going to have more footage or whatever. So
right.
I sat through the credits and saw his name, and I was like, well, who the heck was he? And then when they showed the character name, I went, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that.
Well, and I had forgotten the climate at the time, because remember when we did the We Are the World
yeah.
documentary, and they had that. The People's Choice Awards or whatever that award show was, and they had a separate category for Best Black Artist.
What the hell?
And then, so the whole scene about Ooh. Mike Myers' character is having to strong-arm MTV to put Michael Jackson on MTV, who, when you think about MTV, you think about, like, Madonna and Michael Jackson.
That's it.
And the
beginning of it.
But MTV wouldn't play black artists at the beginning.
Did you know that, Donovan? Were you aware of that concept? I had no idea.
No, I had heard it later on, but I didn't know at the time. I was an MTV baby. I'm just ready to look at videos, and I didn't even realize that they were lacking black artists. It was just music I had never seen or heard before.
Like, would
but I,
not
I heard that later on.
Play black artists in the almost mid-80s.
Yeah,
in the 80s.
What the
yep.
hell, man?
So wild.
Well,
I thought it was really well done. I didn't love it, but I enjoyed it. I had a decent
yeah.
time. And like we said, the two kids that played Michael at those stages in life were incredible. But it's a sanitized version of his life.
Yeah.
You do have part two. I don't know if they're going to get into anything like that in part two. But you did. Did you conveniently notice that no Janet, no Rebe, because they didn't give their okay for it.
Yeah.
It was a Jackson family production, but they wanted nothing to do with it, so you never see those sisters. You only see LaToya as far as the sisters go.
Yeah.
Which is, that was weird. All right, Donnie, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. You're off on Monday, correct?
Yes, sir. We'll see you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, fellas.
All right, buddy.
See you next Tuesday, Donnie.
There he goes.
Oh, leave me alone. Have fun at the prom, Dave.
All right. Thank you, sir.
There he goes, the great Donovan Lewis.